Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, DFW, and welcome to the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. We are here to talk about your home loan today. We're here to talk about your purchase, your refinance, your home equity loan. Mm. Lots of loans being done right now in the mortgage world, and we're here to help you make out the mess. Make it through the mess and have a nice, safe landing. And I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been doing business here in DFW for over 20 years now. And we've been doing radio shows for 20 years now, and that's a long time to be on the radio. But anyway, we are joined by two fabulous people. They're the other two people in my head, because I have three people in my head. No, I'm only kidding. We have Tress. They're Tress Collins and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm. Good
See,
morning.
Inappropriately moving his keys around here on the show as we start. We start out the show.
Playing a game.
What's going on, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba?
Oh, not a whole lot. It's been an exciting week of mortgage writing and listening to stories.
You sound really excited.
I am. I'm really excited.
Oh, wow.
Tired.
Yeah.
But it's a good tired.
Trust, it was your week as exciting as Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't really leverage how exciting his week really was.
Yeah. Well, I was out of town all week. I just got back yesterday, so we're just getting. I just pulled in here quickly before the show. And Tress, I've been in Colorado.
How was it?
Montrose, Colorado, which is situated between Telluride and Grand Junction, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Just and, there recently myself.
And anyway, we are out there for an AJGA golf tournament, the American Junior Golf Association for juniors. My son was playing in that. And so that was an interesting affair. And, yes, an interesting affair indeed. But anyway.
Well, you need to tell the story.
All kinds of golf stories. We can talk about that in a bit. We need to talk about the mortgage world. The mortgage rates are doing great things, and we want you to ask your questions to us today. Before you get all the stress of starting a mortgage, you can get it going with text to us here on the show, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. And well, it was a big week. Mr. Gary Miller, the captain, turned 80 this week.
Wow. Oh. Did y'all have a big party for him?
We're having a big party tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Very but happy birthday to him.
Yeah, he got a video montage of all the family on his birthday, which made him really happy, and the family and friends. And so now we're going to be having a little party tomorrow. So.
Good.
Well, he's a year younger than my mom. My mom turned 80 last year.
Well, I hope she's doing great.
She is.
And so you didn't get into, you said you don't know if your week was as exciting as Uncle Bubba's.
No, but I thought it was kind of exciting.
Okay.
So.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I love my Instapot. If you don't know what an Instapot is, it's that fancy cool.
Is that where they get the CBD from?
No. It's a pressure
it's
cooker. And I really, really enjoying it. We're trying new recipes all the time. And it's just like these last couple of weeks, we've made some really amazing dinners that are just so good. Oh, so good.
With Instapot.
With the Instapot.
Did you do all the cooking? Did your husband do some cooking? Or
I do most of it. He does help, though.
Yeah.
He did saute the shrimp the other night.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
That sounds like too much information.
Okay.
Well, we are.
Boy, and you talk about me.
Right?
We are talking about your home loan. We're talking about your home loan. Rates are really low right now.
Yeah. Still. Unbelievably.
We can talk about home loans, or we can talk about Tress's husband sauteing the shrimp. Whichever you want to talk about.
Text
we can
in.
Text. We can answer your text. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Yes, the mortgage rates have been doing great things. We've seen all-time lows. They inched up a bit this week, even though they had hit their all-time lows during the beginning of the week. So they're right where they were probably about a week and a half ago. So
which
they've been
still
about,
good.
They're about great.
Great.
I mean, mm-hmm. You can still get 15-year mortgages just under 2% in some cases if you're paying a point. You got a $300,000 loan and 20% equity. And a great credit score of 740 or higher, you still get a 15-year possible below 2%. Mm-hmm. However, your 30 years are hovering around 2.5%, and give or take, depending on how you're putting everything together, everyone has different qualifications.
Yes.
You have different credit scores, different loan sizes, different equity, different down payments. You guys have different
snowflakes.
You have different scenarios. You know, okay. If someone doesn't want to have escrows or wants escrows, that can impact your rate and your APR. These all have different impacts. What we're here to do is sort it out for you, your situation. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to help you if that thing is a refinance for you. You can just tell us what you currently owe in your home. Text us and say, I owe this much. My home is worth this much. Here's my score. Here's my rate. We'll tell you how much money you can get out if you want to get cash out. We'll tell you what kind of rate you can get, how much money you might be able to save. Before we have to go to Google and do this all yourself, let's just make a quick text. We'll answer it for you, and we'll be as thorough as you need to. If you don't get complete on your text, you can always text us again, and we'll follow up. It comes right back in on top of your old text.
It does.
So we can answer your text for you. And then the other one is, if you're buying a home, how much are you going to put down in a house? What's your income and what's your credit score? We can tell you about how much home you can buy. And not as much as you used to be able to buy in DFW, but with rates so low, who knows?
Who knows?
We know
how the wind blows.
Who knows what's in the hearts of evil minds, or evil men, isn't it?
Something like that.
The shadow knows. Anyway, that was an old, radio show from about 80 years ago.
I remember that.
The shadow. Anyway,
like this is a Twilight Zone, but you know,
lurks
that
in
was
the
a good show.
Of men. Okay, we are here talking about your home loan, and we're talking about golf. So we're in Colorado. And, you know, my son's 14 now. He's golfing, and he's doing really well. And they're playing. If you're a golfer, he's playing from the tips now. He's playing 7,000-yard golf. And so he was playing with the big boys. It was a 12- to 19-year-old tournament. So he was playing against some 18- and 19-year-olds. Some of them already committed to college. One of the kids that he played with, which this story is not about, one of the kids is going to Colorado State. He just graduated. He won the last 4 years of Colorado State championships.
Wow.
And so we got to play with him, and we got to play with some other kids. But we're in this three-day tournament, and after the sixth hole, he's three under. Six holes into the tournament. He just eagled the sixth hole and walks up to the seventh hole, discovers that he has a 15th club in your bag. Now, if you're not a golfer, you can only have 14 clubs. But he had a 15th club in his bag. They don't have caddies. I just have to preface this. My son is a lot of talent, but he is probably in the 99th percentile of least preparation of any golfer in the world. I can throw him in any tournament. He doesn't know what tournament he's going into. He doesn't know who's playing in the tournament. He doesn't know the ramifications. He just goes, hey, where are we playing today? He has no preparation. So he didn't get prepared, didn't count his clubs. And that he had a 15th club in his bag that had been sitting there for 4 days during all of his practice rounds and everything else. It was sitting there. But he knew, he's already done that before, probably about 5 years ago. And he knew that the ramifications were that he was going to get a 4-stroke penalty.
Oh, my goodness.
So what he did is, as soon as he found out, he went up to his playing partners and he said, guys, I have 15 clubs in my bag. And he had to take a 4-stroke penalty. Now that, in the end, that ended up costing him some stars and points and all these things. But in the grand scheme of things, the integrity of someone calling themselves out, because we see kids cheat in nearly every tournament that we play. We see someone cheating, and maybe they don't know they're cheating, but most of the time they do, and we see kids doing it blatant cheating, you know, and so that, I guess, it happens in sports, it happens in life, but we're very proud of our son for calling out his penalty of 4 strokes, and you know, put him behind the 8 ball, but he still did great.
That's awesome.
Still shot, after all that, shot 1 over par for the tournament. It would have been 3 under par, but he shot 1 over par for the tournament. Did great things. You know, the sad part is someone in that playing group, not the kid from Colorado,
right,
but someone in his playing group just 9 holes later cheated. And after the kid's dad was saying, wow, that's just a great shine of sportsmanship, the dad was involved in the cheating. And actually contribute to the cheating. And they go, that's just such great integrity. It's great to know people have such sportsmanship. And 9 holes later, that kid cheated, a 2-stroke cheat.
Mm.
And it was incredible. It was a 6-stroke swing. My son having integrity when no one knew about it, and the other kid cheating when everyone else knew he was cheating. And, well, the parents did, and his parent did. But the other kids didn't see what was going on. And this kid, in the eyes of all our parents, cheated. And so you're sitting there. And then you have to talk to this kid because you're playing with the same people for a couple of days, and they didn't turn themselves in. They didn't do the right thing, and so you're sitting in this tournament in the end, and this kid finishes 4 strokes ahead of my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say, well, that's my con's 4 strokes, and where's his 2 strokes? And so, whenever you're looking at these, and we know other kids who cheat, and we see these scoreboards and these rankings of kids. What the people don't know is, what is the ranking of cheat? And we see it all the time. And that, when I say, but it happens about one out of every 300 or 400 kids, we see this. There's a lot of kids in tournaments. And so if we go through a tournament, you know, once every 2 or 3 tournaments, we run into a kid who's cheating, and it's sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. And even when you bring it up to them, that didn't happen. And you're like, well, yeah, it did. You know, it's crazy. So that's my golf story, and I'm sticking to it. And but proud of my son for being a stand-up guy, and that's a good sign for later things in life.
That's great.
And he can sleep well. He doesn't have to have any of these demons in his head about what he's doing. Anyway, Tress, we want to answer people's questions. And so if you ask your question here about your mortgage, 972-387-4600, that's the line. You can also call TexasLending.com for some of the lowest, if not the lowest, refinance rate in the state of Texas, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. You can get your questions in now. What do you want to know about today, Tress?
What do I want to know
about? Okay, you can think about that.
I want to talk about getting that, shortening the term on your mortgage.
Yeah, you do a lot of it.
A lot of people did 30 years a year ago. It's let's say at a half point higher than where the rates were.
A lot of people don't know what to do.
Yeah.
A lot of people just do what they're told.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people just take what they're given, and they don't really know the options. And then some people think, "Oh, I got a 30-year, I got to take 30 years to pay it off." They don't even know. They think if I pay it off early, there's a problem.
Penalty.
Yeah, if I just pay extra, you can always just throw a chunk of $10,000 down, most of you on your mortgage.
Yeah.
Well, if you got $10,000, you can throw $10,000 into your mortgage to pay it off faster, right? So, but you can also take that 20-year mortgage or that 15-year mortgage or that 25-year mortgage. So some of you refinanced in 2019. You got a nice rate of 3.25, right? 3.5. Well, what if you get 2% now or 2.25 now?
Or get 2.5 on a 20.
Yeah, you get a 20-year mortgage and you get a nice low rate, and you're taking 7 years off, and you're dropping.
Your payment hasn't changed a whole lot.
Some of you don't know it, but on a $240,000 loan, which is about the average loan being done in DFW right now, $240,000 loan, 1% drop in interest rate, 1% drop in interest rate, it can save you $200 every month in interest.
Mm.
So if you drop your rate by 1% on a $240,000 loan, or if you negotiate a 1% lower rate, even if that rate is a 15-year versus a 30-year, the interest you're saving every month because of the rate being lower is going to be $100 a month, the payment, you know? So make sure that you give us a call, and everyone's situation is going to be different. And the amount of money you save on these things is going to change every month because you're paying your principal down every month. But when we start this loan out and we get a nice good deal for you, you can save a bunch of money. Text us now, 972-387-4600. When we come back, we're going to start answering your questions. Tress is lining them up right now. Get your question in on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. We're going to come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, Tress Collins, answering your questions about mortgages. If you want to save money on a refinance, let us know what your rate is, what your current loan size is, your value of your home, and your credit score. We'll tell you how much money you can save or how much cash you can get out of your house. A lot of people have a lot of equity to pay off a lot of debt. $20,000 in credit cards, going from interest rates on credit cards to an interest rate on a house, might be able to save you several hundred dollars a month. Could be $600 or $700 every month in payments. Give us a call. Give us a text, 972-387-4600. Tress.
Here we go. My mortgage company has a refinance department. What are some of the differences or benefits of refinancing with you guys instead of them?
A lot of companies who have their own refinance department take advantage of you because they think you're a captured client. They don't offer you the best deal. They offer you, they're going to, if they lose your business, if they refinance you, they're going to lose revenue off their current loan that they're getting paid for by Fannie Mae. However, when they get a loan done, they make revenue as well. And so a lot of those companies, they just do retention departments, and they'll overcharge you in a lot of cases. In TexasHoney.com, we do a lot of volume, and we can help you get one of the best rates, if not the lowest rate in the country, if not in Texas. We want to help you with that today.
And
you see it every day.
Yeah, a lot of times I get this question all the time, is that people don't realize that they're servicing people, that if they do write their mortgage, they have to go through the whole spiel again because they're selling that loan to Fannie Mae.
Has to get resold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or Ginnie Mae. Yeah.
Yes. So they have to do everything that we do.
It has to be a new loan. So
it has to be a new loan.
Yeah. So there's a lot of paperwork. When you signed on your mortgage, you know you signed a lot of paperwork. Well, if you're going to redo that on a whole new deal, these are contracts. And contracts, when you put a new one together, all the paperwork has to be redone and done properly. So we can help you with that at TexasHoney.com, get you one of the best deals. Now, for example, if there are 100 different lenders, what if your servicer has the 80th worst rate? What if there's 99 servicers out there and 99 have the worst rate? Well, at TexasHoney.com, it's our intention to get you the best deal. And so if you call us, we can get you better than 99 other companies.
You know, a lot of times they'll say, well, their rate's better. And then I say, well, what are their cost? And then they go, oh, well, they have a point in there. I'm not quoting a point.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Is some people, we know that the Rocket people will say, hey, you know what? They'll charge you 4 points. And they'll go, look, we're giving you a 2-point credit. Well, they charged you 4, so they're still charging you 2. And then you get a quote from us, and it might be no points.
I see it on their estimates a lot.
And so you need to look. Here's what you need to do as a consumer, okay? And people don't know how to do this. And you need to keep something static. You need to either keep the rate static. Mm-hmm. Well, there's several things that need to be static. Let me tell you the ways that mortgage companies screw you over. Let's say you have a $300,000 loan, and you call two mortgage companies for a $300,000 loan. Well, one company will put your home value at $500, and the other company will put your home value at $400. Well, we don't know what your value is until the appraisal comes back. But if a company artificially puts your home value in at $500, then you have $200,000 of equity. And when they run your rate through, they're going to quote you a better rate because you have $200,000 of equity. The person that might... You told your company that you have a home worth $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
We put in $400,000. You're getting a loan of $300,000. So you only have $100,000 equity. We're quoting you accurately. We see other companies all the time inflating the appraised value before you get the appraisal in to make the rate look better.
Mm. Yes. And then what happens when your appraisal comes in?
Then they raise your rate.
They have to raise your
rate.
But
they've already charged you $500 for an appraisal.
The LTV came in lower. I mean, higher.
The loan to value.
Yeah, the loan to value came
in
higher.
So you have to keep things the same. So if you say you got to keep the loan size the same, and you got to keep the appraised value on the loan quote the same. So you got to. Now, but in the end, if you're trying to compare, if you're comparing the same rate between two mortgage companies, you got to see what the total costs are. Okay? So you can, they got a better rate. Yeah, but they're charging you $4,000 for that. We can get a better rate than them if we charged you an extra $4,000. You got to keep the rate the same and look at the cost. Or you have to keep the cost the same and look at the rate. So what I mean by those costs are the title insurance. I'm sorry. Yeah, the title insurance and the lender fees and that go along with the loan. I'm going to say that again. Go to a mortgage company and say, what is my rate if the closing costs are $3,000? And then you have to say, not my taxes and insurance. Those are separate. I want your lender fees and the title fees. What's my rate going to be if we keep the closing cost at $3,000? Or what if we want no closing cost? Quote me at zero closing cost and quote me at $3,000 of closing cost. Then you look at the rate. Okay? You can't have everything different because you won't know if you're getting a good deal or not. And I've actually talked, you know, I applied for a mortgage to see what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. And they'll say they have 2 points in there. They'll charge you 2 points. You say, what are those 2 points? Oh, those are market fees. That's the fee for the market. And that was their answer. And there's no such thing as a market fee. Okay, mm-hmm. There's no such thing. They made up a word. They made up a term. So it sounded like it's just something that's out there in the market. No, they're just screwing you, okay? So make sure you call us at TexasLending.com. Get yourself a quote. Make sure you're comparing. And we want to beat everybody. And if we are, you know, 98th, had the lowest out of 100, second lowest, and someone comes in lower, we want to beat them. So we want to get you the best deal we can at TexasLending.com. Tress.
So it's the screw you over fee disguised as a
the market. That's the market fee. And I said, what's a market fee? That's the cost to get your loan in the market. What?
What
are you talking about?
Oh, I thought it would mean you get free groceries for 2 years.
There's no such thing as a market fee.
From Central Market.
Right.
All right, Tress, next question.
All right. Tress had sautéed shrimp this week. Anyone else get lucky enough to
I know, you see?
Eating?
They're thinking what I'm thinking. And, you know.
You guys. You
but
guys.
That still sounds pretty good, though. You know,
well, I'm not.
My wife, we were having food in Colorado the other day, and my wife, that was just so good. That pasta was so good, and I didn't have the pasta. I said, was it the butter, the salt, or the spices? You know, because it's either butter, salt, or spices, right? I mean, that's all you get.
Or the cream.
Sauce on it.
Yep. Which is what we put our sautéed shrimp in. It's this coconut cream pasta that's made in the Instapot. It is so good.
All right.
I'm just saying.
It's the early morning. It doesn't sound very good in the morning. I'm telling you right now.
It's a commercial for Instapot.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Can you make bacon in an Instapot?
You can.
All right, everyone, you have an idea. Right now, it's 8:30. There's still time. It's still morning.
Go buy one.
You can even do scrambled eggs.
All right, Tress.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I have a VA loan, $260. Home worth is $375. Credit score 710, 3.25%. I was told it isn't worth it to refinance. Why?
It is worth it to refinance. Mm-hmm. You have, first of all, you could either get a conventional loan or a VA loan. And you have plenty of equity in that house. You can even get cash out on that loan. The VA streamline refinance is an option for you, and so is a conventional refinance, but you're going to have to pay for an appraisal on a conventional refinance. You wouldn't have to pay for an appraisal on a VA refinance. Why not just drop your rate 1%?
Yeah. That's where it would be. It would be at 2.25.
On your loan size, you're going to save over $200 every month in interest.
Yes.
That's substantial.
On a 30-year VA refinance.
Closing costs are cheaper, too.
I mean,
on a VA Earl.
There are no closing costs in a VA Earl.
Well, there is title.
I'm talking about lender fees.
Oh yeah, there's no.
There's
lender
no lender fees in a VA streamline. Just drop
it's
your
title
rate.
And escrow.
Yeah, you can go to a 20-year if you want to. You can go to a 15-year if you want to. You can look at different options if you want to.
On an Earl, though, you can't have a higher payment.
I don't think their payment might. Who knows if their payment's going to go up? You can't have a higher payment, but you can drop that through a 30-year and just pay it off in 20 if you want to. Just pay extra payment. But if you're going to on a $260,000 loan amount, if you go from 3.25 to 2.25, and again, your servicer's not going to tell you that. If you go to 2.25, you can save over $200 every month in interest.
I like three of them this week.
So just think about what that's going to do for the next several years for you. That's a lot of money. That's $2,400 a year. And if you went to your boss to get a raise, you'd have to go, hey, can I get an extra $2,400 a year? I mean, you can just do it right now by yourself without an appraisal fee or with no lender fees. You're going to pay title, right?
And you're going to pay have a new escrow account. But if you have that money in the bank, you can just bring that to the table. And
call us right now for a VA streamline refinance at TexasLending.com. We do have the lowest VA refinance rates in the state. That's for sure. 972-387-4600. Apply now.
Oh, funding fee. That's what it's called.
They have a funding fee.
It's a half percent.
Tress is not from the mortgage business. She's just here for her good looks.
Well, that's why
she's here on the radio, right?
That's so kind. No, I was talking to my oldest son the night before last. He's a vet. Mm-hmm. And he's about to be married next year. And he's talking about the home that they want to buy. And we were talking about the VA loan. And I couldn't remember the name, the funding fee. I'm like, it's something fee. It's something. But then it came to me.
But anyway, yes, it is the funding fee. So next question. Trash, do you have any more?
We do. I think we'll read the next question and maybe come back to it after the break because we're about to have to go to break.
All right.
Okay. They have a house, paid $279,000, $242,000, house valued at $350,000. Interest rate is 3.375. Both credit scores in the 800s. Looking to refinance. Would love to see what the numbers look like. Thanks from Don.
So we can take a look at that. We want to know if the home is valued at $250,000 and they owe $242,000. And this is almost as similar as the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Their rate's 3.375. Is it time to refinance? We will answer that question. We're going to take a quick 11-minute break. No, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're answering your questions about your home loan. Asking your question is Tress Collins. We want to get right to that. If you want to get your question in, it's 972-387-4600. Tress!
Okay, our question before the break. They have a house. They pay $279. They owe $242. The house is valued at $350. They have an interest rate of 3.375. Both credit scores are in the 800s. They're looking to refinance. They would love to see what the numbers would look like.
What do your numbers look like? So you're at 3.375.
That's what your numbers look like right now, 3.375.
3.375. The numbers look like you can might be able to get that thing down. If you go to a 20-year, you might be able to save, get around 2.5 on a 20-year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got that down on a 15-year, it'd be down closer to 2 on a 15-year. And so you might be able to go to a 15-year mortgage with a rate closer to 2. Again, on a $240,000 balance, if you drop your rate just 1%, you will save $200 a month in interest. So if you're paying 3 and you drop it by 3.3 and you drop it to 2.3 or below on a 15-year, you can save over $200 every month in interest. You can take that to a 25-year or a 20-year, and those options are going to be good options for you as well. So it does make sense for you to take a look at that refinance, especially with the amount of equity you have in your home. You have a lot of equity, so you're not going to take any hits for your loan-to-value. And you could get cash out of your house as well. So there are options. Cash out rates are higher than just a regular refinance
mm-hmm.
in Texas. So we want to help you out. 972-387-4600. Call a loan officer. Get a quote today. We'll see what we can do for you. Tress.
Speaking of refinance, how long do I have to wait to refinance a second time?
You don't have to wait. It'd be nice for your mortgage company if you just refinance in the last 6 months to wait 6 months because your mortgage company will have to, when they get your loan done and Fannie Mae buys it from them, they pay them a fee for Fannie Mae to take on the loan. Now, your lender will service it for Fannie Mae. The loan is typically 95% of them are owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae, that who has rightful ownership to the loan. However, the people that do have a claim to that loan and the people that are on the note with you are the servicer. And if you don't pay your mortgage, then the servicer will take your loan. But if the servicer doesn't pay your mortgage to Fannie Mae, then Fannie Mae will take the loan. You understand? So when you don't pay your mortgage, your lender has to pay Fannie Mae the interest and the payments. If the lender doesn't pay Fannie Mae the interest in the payments, then Fannie Mae will take it from the lender or the servicer. So that makes sense. So you and the servicer have a vested interest to make get the payments in on time. When the interest is forwarded and the payments are forwarded to Fannie Mae, Fannie Mae allows the servicer to keep a small percentage of your interest rate. So if your rate's 2.5, your lender gets to keep 1/10 of that, or 0.25%. That's how much people, lenders or servicers keep per year on your loan amount, is 0.25%. And that's regardless of whether your rate is 2, 3, 4, or 5%. The lender, the servicer, I'm sorry, gets to keep 0.25% of it. So if you have a $200,000 loan, they get to keep $500 a year. That's what they get to keep to service your loan. So basically about $40 a month on a $200,000 loan is what the servicer gets to keep to service your loan.
But we're talking about early payoff, aren't we?
Yeah, but now if the lender sells the loan to Fannie Mae, Fannie Mae pays them money. If your loan is refinanced early, they have to pay Fannie Mae back the money that they got paid by Fannie Mae to take the loan.
Interesting.
And so any service, any lender who gets a loan refinanced on them or paid off within 6 months has to repay the fees that they got paid, all the revenue they made, you know, to pay their staff to get the loan done. So it costs about $8,000 to $9,000 per loan nationwide for a lender to get a loan done. That's average, about $8,000 to $9,000 per loan is the average cost between keeping the lights on, the electricity, and all the people. You know, you have a loan officer, a processor, a person answering the phones.
Underwriter.
You have the underwriters. You have the closers, the funders, the shippers, the post-closers, and everything in between.
And the compliance
people, you know, HR, everything. All this is involved in a loan. So with all that involved, it does cost about $8,000 per loan. So when a lender gets a loan done and sells it to Fannie Mae, when they got to pay it back, they also have to pay back a penalty fee most of the time. So there's a penalty plus. So it can cost a lender $15,000 to $10,000 when they got to pay a loan, when the loan gets paid off. Now, you can refinance it at any time. I was just letting you know what goes on in the mortgage world, so you know a little bit more what happens in the world, whether you wanted to know it or not. I'm going to tell you. All right, Tress.
Oh, real quick, I have a new favorite shirt, and I'm wearing it. Mm-hmm. What does my shirt say?
It says, "I'm silently correcting your grammar."
Yeah, I love this shirt because I do.
We had an HR person.
You know.
We had an HR person once, and they were critiquing somebody, and they said, that person uses bad grammar.
You telling me that?
And the word would probably be poor grammar.
Poor grammar.
Not, they said, that person uses bad grammar.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the guts to tell them. I wasn't going to sit there and correct them, but it was actually quite ironic. But,
I know. All right,
Tress, next.
It's right up there with people when you say, how are you? And go, oh, I'm good. It's like, you really want to say I'm well.
Yeah.
Doing well. But that's neither here or there. Okay.
I say I'm good, Tress.
I know. So and you I'm should good. Say I'm well. Okay.
But I'm good.
Moving on. Can we talk about what first-time home buyers that make $45,000 a year with a score around 600 needs to have in place as far as debts and savings-wise to get a home? Is it even realistic to get a home? Great show. Enjoy the knowledge and banter.
The banter. That's all we do all day long is banter.
I know, right?
And we banter like this when we're not on the air.
That's true.
So, anyway, $45,000 a year. You're making about $3,750 a month. $3,750. That's what you're making. $3,750 a month. Somewhere in there, Bubba. So 1/3 of that's about $1,300, $1,400.
Yeah.
That's about what your payment could be if you don't have any other debts. Mm. About $1,400 a month. You could probably get approved for that, and that's probably about a $180,000 loan.
Hard to find anything at that price.
$180,000 loan. Yeah, it's just hard
it's
to find
be
that.
Maybe a townhome or a condo, something like that.
$180,000 is what you could probably qualify for with a $45,000 income, and that's about a $1,400 payment. Now, that's what you could qualify. Do you want to buy that much house? Do you want to have that kind of payment? It's a lot to pay if you're only making that much money, $3,750 a month, because you still have to pay all the other stuff. We know everything else is going up, right? The price of everything is going up. And so
you need to get that credit score.
I was making about that much money when I bought my first house, and I ended up buying about a $100,000 home back then. But I was making about $40,000 a year when I bought my first home for $100,000. So you're making about 45, but the rates are much higher then. They were about 5.5. Now you can get a rate with your score on an FHA. You might be able to get a rate in the mid to upper twos. What do your debts need to be? You want to have the lowest debt you can so you can afford this house. We can take a look at those debts for you and see if you can get pre-qualified. There's a debt-to-income ratio. your debt to your adjusted gross income. And the housing costs, want to keep them below about 33% of your income. And then on the overall debt, it might be, call it 43% on a 600 credit score, 43. So your other debts wouldn't want to, your other debts, including your car payment, your credit cards, you wouldn't want to have those any more than another $400, $450 a month total to get that $1,300, $1,400 house payment approved. Call us, though. It's a free call. It's a free quote. It's a free pre-approval. We're not going to charge you anything to get you pre-approved. We'll run your credit, take a look at it, look at what you got, tell you whether you can get it. Yes, Tress is raising her hand, so you get to go next.
Okay. So is it an option for them to possibly find a house maybe in their price range in a rural area and maybe qualify for a USDA?
There's all people are from all over the place here listening to the fan, and so you can potentially qualify for USDA. That is an option, and that is a possibility. The higher the score you get, the better your rates will be.
Mm-hmm.
And Bubba was saying maybe a townhouse or a condo or something like this, but there are houses. You could find it depending on what part of town you're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I just remember when I moved here, there were still homes for $50,000 and $60,000. That was 1997.
Yeah,
when there were still homes for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in the DFW area. But we've seen home values double here in the last several years. And so hopefully your equity, you're all liking your equity, and hopefully you can utilize that to your benefit and or get your home paid off. We're going to help you here at TexasLending.com. Do it with friends in your own backyard, TexasLending.com. Go online and apply today.
All right. I think we have enough time before the break.
Okay.
I have a VA loan at 1.75. Ooh, the loan is at 380. The home value is 600. I have 20 years left on the loan. I have no debt except the home. I have no need for extra cash.
Are you bragging?
1.75.
Are they like spiking the football in the end zone? Are they like jumping into the Salvation Army bucket? Are you signing your sneakers in the end zone? Okay. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
So our friend from the 817, they have a 1.75 rate, fantastico, and their loan is 380, their home value is 600.
Oh, wow.
They have 20 years left,
no
and
debt.
They have no debt, and they have no need for cash.
Welcome to the ideal mortgage.
Is this like
world.
A dating? Are they trying to get a date or something?
It's like this is an online dating app.
Ooh, that's,
ooh, that's impressive.
No, we're not making fun of you. We're proud of you, and we're happy for you.
Put that on your dating app. Hey, I've got 1.75.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to meet me?
All right.
Can he get a better rate than that?
That person is in the they are in the catbird seat, laughing at the rest of us. Okay.
They could pay off their loan and have 0%. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
We are happy for you. And thank you for your text and letting us know.
And thanks for listening. Jeez.
Yes. Let us know what's going on in your life. We want to help everyone else that doesn't need help. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply to TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show talking about home loans. Sorry if you just woke up and you had to hear that. But that's what we do every Saturday here on The Fan. And then you can get on with your day and your sports in about 11 minutes from now. We're talking about
our cars.
Okay, so we have our friend Tress here who's a big Instapot friend. And she's talking about Carboneros and
spaghetti carbonara.
Carbonara.
So good.
And then you said you guys are having steak this weekend.
We are. It's so exciting. Man, we just love good food.
You get excited about food.
I do. We're kind of foodies. It's like, you have to eat, first of all. And if you're going to eat, make the most of it. Make it enjoyable. You know, take the time. Try different spices and marinades and the sizzling of the grill.
I need to get happier in my life. I don't have... You know, it sounds fantastic, and I want to have all that enjoyment about food. Maybe it's the mortgage business beating me down.
I think so. I mean, I hardly even think about food anymore.
Yeah.
Like what I want to go eat or I'm excited about eating or anything.
All
really?
Right. Well, let's work on it, Bubba. Maybe we can start getting our own Instapots. Next question, Tress.
If I take cash out refinance but decide not to use the cash later, can I pay it back? Oh, you know what? That's an old question.
All right, let's get a new question.
Let's get a new answer.
Yeah, my apologies. What if my wife is about to start working full-time again? We had our first baby. Can we apply now or should we wait? Can the mortgage company look at our W-2s from the past couple of years?
So if your wife is starting to work full-time again, is that in the same industry that you used to work in?
Yeah.
Okay, there's always a good explanation of why, you know, if you had to take time off for a baby.
Right.
And so we will take a look at your income and see what the new W-2 is going to be.
Yeah, we need basically your employment history, but then your new job, and we need one pay stub, or if you have an offer letter too, that helps. It just depends on what kind of job it is.
Hopefully you're
in the same kind of line of work.
Hopefully it's salaried.
You know.
So that we know what your income is going to be, or hourly, so we can, and it's full time, so we can take a look at what the income is. If it's commissioned, we're going to need a couple of years. But give us a call, give us a text.
Call the purchase team.
Go online and apply. Go online and apply. 972-387-4600. Tress.
Okay. We had a follow up text to one of our questions. Hey, thanks. I listen every weekend. My wife is in the industry. I was enlisted and medically retired after 10 years. Most people won't tell you this, but the military offers classes every month advising what to do with your money. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess if you can go to the military and get updates on what you can do with your money.
Yes.
You can buy an Instapot.
You can buy
go to cooking class with Tress.
You can. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, here we go. Got a home loan at 3.25% in April of 2020. Loan is about $335, home tax value $465. Would it be benevolent to lower the rate? Plan to stay here long term. How long can the rate go? Our credit scores are 800
plus. We will not correct your English.
This is what I've been doing. This is the perfect one. Go to a 25-year, lower your rate. Take 4 years off the mortgage, you'll basically be at the same or a lower payment that you have right now.
So
even with your closing costs.
They got their loan a year ago, April.
Yes.
And you say take them to a 25-year.
Yes.
And they're at 3.25 now.
Or look at a 20 even.
Yep. And they can look at a 20-year in the mid-2s.
Mm-hmm.
And on a $330,000 loan, they will save significant money over a couple hundred dollars a month. So it is making sense.
And if they go to a 20-year, they're actually probably only going to pay about $150 more a month.
Maybe. We'll take a look.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at it for you. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com. Tress.
How accurate are the online estimates that tell you how much your house is worth without seeing your house? That's a fine question.
We have no idea how accurate they are. They're online estimates based on other sales in the area recently. Everyone has a different algorithm, whether it be Zillow or Trulia or whoever they are out there giving your home estimates. You're going to have a real home appraisal. We've had all kinds of fun lately with appraisals, interesting things going on. But, you know, the homes that are selling more recently are the ones that are selling for more. So if you have an old appraisal or if it's not accurate or up to date, it could be wrong. And you never know, but I would say you never know how accurate those appraisals are. So make sure that you give us a call. We can take a look and see what your rate would be with a lower appraised value. And if it comes in higher, so be it. If your appraisal doesn't come in higher, you can usually get a lower rate and or get more cash out if you're trying to get cash.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're seeing some very proud sellers sometimes overlisting their home value these days. We're seeing some of those, so that's been a little bit of a challenge.
They're not overlisting. People are overbuying. They're having to.
But we were actually seeing some appraisals coming into under the list price. Someone's selling their home for $260,000 and it appraises at $230,000. And so then they're finding people that will pay the extra cash on top of it. But the appraisal itself, if you're trying to get a loan, you know, those are sometimes coming with challenges.
Okay. All right. Here's a very interesting question. Good morning. Interested in a cash out refinance. Age 55, self-employed, credit 800. Owe $120,000 on primary house worth $1 million. Problem I have been having is rental income on 17 different rental properties under current state filed LLC. How can I get $400,000 to $500,000 out to use for additional investment opportunities? Many thanks. Love your show. And then he gives a total net worth and an interest rate of 2.875.
Yeah. So one of the challenges is they have 17 houses. And so You have to find a loan officer who hates themselves, first of all. Because they're going to have to write all 17 properties. You have to get all the your taxes and the payments. And I know you have all the information, but the person, the loan officer, is going to have to put all those properties down and throw that all into the debt-to-income ratio. Then you have to find out how much the rents are, like you said, in all 17 of those properties. And so that loan officer is going to take a couple days to do that loan. And the problem is they're going to get paid the same amount on your loan as if they were just doing a loan just with someone just buying a house. So it's going to take nearly a full day for a loan officer to work through the paperwork on that. You know, I don't really know the answer on how you're going to be able to do that. You might be able to sell the property, clear the revenue, and then take the cash out that way. Buy more properties with cash. Mm-hmm. There are more options. We are out of time, though. We are out of time. Tress, enjoy your cooking adventures.
I will.
It sounds like fun. We'll hear more about them next week. Bubba, be inappropriate.
Okay.
Everyone loves it. And keep on doing it because everyone expects it. And for me, I don't know. I woke up with crazy head today, so I'm going to try to get on with my day while the rest of you enjoy your day. Continuing to listen here, and we'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.